There are only a handful of locations east of the Mississippi that qualify for dark sky designation. These locations are noted for having world-class views of nighttime stars and little to no light pollution. Having the designation can be a draw for visitors and a boon for the local economy. Sections of the Hoosier National Forest in southern Indiana might just qualify. WFIU's Tyler Lake heads into the field with some engineers who are trying to find out.
Bryce Heimbaugh and David Gutcher running around the Hoosier National Forest holding up little electronic devices.
Let's go back across the dam and we'll just start shooting west and we'll go up one of the fingers kind of in the middle.
Their efforts are part of a high-tech approach to get answers to a simple question. How dark is it in the Hoosier National Forest?
In the Midwest and the eastern United States, truly dark skies are a really rare asset anymore because there's so many more people than there are in, say, the western United States.
Mike Chavis is the supervisor of the Hoosier National Forest. The organization reached out to Indiana University for help to try and achieve dark sky status for the forest. To gain the designation, the area needs to be monitored regularly with light meters to determine the average amount of light pollution. In the past, this has been done manually, with people heading out into the woods at night, sensors in hand to gather data. But Heimbaugh, a professor at the IU School of Informatics, Computing, and Engineering, has a better idea.
This is a unihedron, kind of the standard sort of tool. And we looked at this and said, well, maybe we can build a device that could take these readings on an ongoing basis. We just leave the sensors out in the field.
He and his team hiked through the forest, testing signals and troubleshooting problems. They're rigging the light sensors with technology that can beam a signal back to a device that puts all the information on a server that the Forest Service can access by simply going to a website. If they can work out all the kinks, the project could be huge for the Forest Service.
In this case, the Hoosier National Forest, it requires no interaction on their part to get this data. What they see is the data is just available to them.
But first, they have to work out those kinks. And right now, they're trying to figure out why their signal isn't traveling as far as they'd like.
The last time, we were at -119 or -118.
Much of the technology they're using was meant to be part of what's called the Internet of Things. Think of devices like a smart fridge or even a Fitbit. They're using the sorts of small electronics that go inside those devices to more cheaply and easily conduct their research.
And so these things are made by the millions. They're widely available and they're very inexpensive.
That's allowed engineers like Heimbaugh to do research that was too expensive even a few years ago. To remotely collect the signals from the light sensors, Gutch, a recent IU engineering grad, says they're using equipment that wasn't necessarily intended for a dense forest.
So it's supposed to be able to work for about 5 miles, but it was kind of designed for urban areas.
So the troubleshooting continues.
And so what we're trying to understand is that because of the foliage that's out, because of the leaves, is it because we don't have a clear line of sight and we may need to make sure that this access point is up higher?
A couple of hours into their work, they've done all the testing they can do out in the field.
This is really stuck in here.
I'd say we may be done for today.
They wrap up and head back to the office, one step closer to diagnosing the problem. Gutch says this sort of hands-on work is invaluable to the aspiring engineer, but it's also valuable to the people they team up with. Chavez says the partnership with Heimbaugh is the only way they could have gathered the data needed for dark sky designation. For WFIU News, I'm Tyler Lake.